And I don't think I can say it too often, Joey T, but you matter to me.
Well, you matter to me too, John.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. In the true spirit of the day, it's You Matter to Me Day. If this is catching you off guard, don't worry. That's why we're here, to tell you all about it. And the creator of You Matter to Me Day, Linda Jew, is joining us on the K-Lines. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
We're doing good. I think, obviously, the positive thoughts on a day like today. Let's get started on You Matter to Me Day and why you created it, why you felt the need to have a day like today.
I lost a good friend and colleague in March. And when I found out that he had passed, he and his son, actually, it dawned on me that I had never told them. Specifically, you know, in those words, you matter to me, to them. And it's something I've lived to regret. And the day I found out, I started calling people in my life and emailing and texting and IMing people in my life to let them know that they matter to me. And soon after that, it occurred to me to spread the love, as it were, and create a day for everyone to acknowledge the people who matter to them, by letting them know you matter to me.
And there's something powerful about those four words, because, you know, you can say I love you, you can say have a nice day, but you matter to me really just gets straight to the point, and you don't hear it all that often.
You don't, you know. I love you is a personal sentiment that expresses how you feel about that person on a very, I guess, deeply personal level, if that makes sense. But you matter to me, you know, in my opinion, love, not necessarily the romantic kind, right, is inherent in those words. And it really lets the person know the importance that they are to you, rather than the importance of our own emotions toward that person. Does that make sense?
I think it does. Yeah. Linda Jew is joining us here, creator of You Matter to Me Day, which is today. And so, Linda, I guess my next question, why today, and how do our listeners go about celebrating the day in amongst their family and friends?
Well, today, October 7th, happens to be the new moon in Libra. New moons represent new beginnings, new things, and Libra represents relationships, balance, and harmony. So what a great day to give birth, if you will, to You Matter to Me Day, if, you know, for those who believe in astrology. I know very little about it, but that's neither here nor there. As far as how people can celebrate it, it's very simple. Just speak the words, or, you know, IM it, email it, text it to the people in their lives who matter to them, and just let them know simply that they do.
And Linda, you know, it's always painful to lose a friend, but it does go to show that something positive can come out of something so tragic, right?
I believe so. It wasn't necessarily, that wasn't, you know, what was there for me when I created You Matter to Me Day. It wasn't so much of, you know, hey, let's do something great because something bad happened. Mm-hmm. But that's really what it's become. My purpose in creating it really was to share the sentiment and to remind people, because we can get really, really busy, you know, with all of the daily goings on in our life, and we can just get inundated by, you know, work and family responsibilities that we can sometimes forget. And for those people that we don't say the words I love you to because it may not be appropriate, or, you know, it's just the sentiment isn't quite right, I think You Matter to Me Day is pretty universal to share with people.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. You Matter to Me Day is today. You've been warned. And Linda, I know you've got a website and a Facebook page, if we could get those details.
Yeah, the website is www.youmattertomeday.com. And there is a Facebook page that is open to the public. You can link to it from the website, or just do a search on You Matter to Me Day on Facebook. I don't know the exact address, but if you do a search on Facebook, you'll find the page.
All right. Well, I feel better already. I feel like I matter today.
Yeah, well, you do.
You do matter. You both matter. Thank you very much. You both matter to me.
Oh, Linda, thank you, and right back at you. We'll chat soon, maybe next year on You Matter to Me Day.
Oh, that will be wonderful. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on your show.